Not seeing any. All right, move on to item 11, report from the Legislative Ad Hoc Committee Chair on the February 23rd, 2026 meeting. I guess I'm the chair of the Legislative Ad Hoc Committee, so I'll briefly, I was looking to somebody else to start this. I'll briefly report out. The members of the Ad Hoc Committee are Candace Anderson, Mike Sloan, Louis Kroll, and myself. And we did meet on the 23rd. In that meeting included Christina, Colin, Karen Levy, and Tim Price. And am I leaving anybody out? I think that was the group we had. It's a very robust group. And the short version of this is, I think the general consensus, the general consensus was that the committee should ideally remain ad hoc. Its primary focus is to look at proposed and or pending legislation that might be coming into the hopper, in the hopper, on its way to the governor, all of the above, using all the resources we have, SACRs obviously, but the county as well, who follows legislation closely. And for the time being, that's going to be the function of the committee. We are developing, I guess what I would call a charter for the Legislative Ad Hoc Committee, which we're going to bring back to the board as soon as we're done doing that. But again, the view of the committee was, and I think remains, that it should be an ad hoc committee. It doesn't need to be a standing committee. It should be ad hoc as necessary based on legislation that might be in the hopper. So that's the report. Anybody want to add? Did we capture it, or did I forget something?
I guess add what's in the packet. You'll see there's a legislative update attached to this item, and so another item that came out of that was providing a legislative update each month. So Karen will be working on that. I don't know if you want to talk more about it.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, the committee requested that we provide a monthly update. That would be included in the agenda packet for the full board. So we started doing that with this meeting. And so the legislative update is included in your agenda packet. We've highlighted those bills that are the most relevant to CICERA. We also included in the packet a copy of the support letter that we filed based on the board's direction as to AB 1619. So on an ongoing basis, the committee requested that this legislative update would be provided monthly to the board. You'll see it in every agenda packet once a month.
Excellent. Thank you, Karen. Any questions, comments? Not seeing any or hearing any, so thank you. Thank you, Karen.